5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, Tucker, you know that one of my things has been that I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight this year. You know that. But you know, one of the biggest struggles of this whole period of trying to live a little bit of a healthier life is that I did buy a whole box of Fifth Avenue candy bars.
I put you on those.
You did. And whenever I open up my cabinet that one of the hinges is falling off of, I look into there and I see this whole box and I have to resist it like Pandora's box. But Fifth Avenue is a new piece of the puzzle of the larger world of candy bars.
I am a sucker for candy bars. I buy more candy bars than you probably realize.
Really?
Yeah, if you do like a lot of outdoor recreation activities like hiking or fishing and stuff, or you work a lot, it's kind of like, well, I'll just get a candy bar and throw it in my pocket and I'll have it at a low moment.
There's nothing like doing a little bit of outdoor work that makes like a Snickers.
Snickers.
You see a Snickers and you just get hit by the total collective advertisements you've seen for Snickers your entire life where you're like, your brain just activates, it plays the ad in your head like you're wearing a Neuralink and it's like, Snickers satisfies.
A core memory of mine that I think of, I can't think of Snickers without thinking of this, is I'm like 10 years old. I'm on the chairlift with my dad skiing. It's like 10 o'clock, so you're starting to get hungry. And my dad pulls a cold Snickers out of his pocket. He's like, do you want half of this? I'm like, yes.
That's incredible.
And I think of that every time I have a Snickers, and I don't go skiing without a candy bar, I'll tell you that much.
But what is the best candy bar, Tucker? That's a great question that we should be asking.
That's what we want to know.
So today, on this episode of Take It Easy, we're going to be ranking the world's top candy bars, chocolate bars. Let's take it easy.
So I made this list. Here, let me screen share this so you can see it. Whoa, new screen share looking thing on Discord.
Yeah, everything's changing these days, man.
Because Discord is...
is going to be a subscription service by the end of the year. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, it is. They've been
God
already...
fucking advertisement shit. You guys in the market for a new mattress or something?
I think our mattress is older than me.
Dude, you
but
got
it's
a
good.
Double it mattress fucking... firm advertisement. They're like, we're gonna make sure that we're gonna get him if he looks up or if he looks down.
They know I'm like a married late 20s individual. They're like, mattresses. That's what this guy needs. Okay, yeah. So how did I make the list? The list is, there is an exception, but I think the rest of it is what I kind of think of as traditional chocolate bars. These are kind of mostly American staples of like your traditional chocolate bar. No, no gummy candy. That's for children.
No gummy.
These are something you're going to go fly fishing.
And if
you're gonna
anything about me, too, can I also say?
You like gummy
candy.
Is
that I was a gummy candy whore as a child.
My wife and her whole family are obsessed with gummy candy. And I'm like, can you guys just grow up and eat chocolate?
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's not necessarily about gummy candy, though. Like, I would say specifically, sure, Haribo gummy bears. Those are the best flavors. Any other gummy bear, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. But, like, if we're talking anything sour, Sour Patch Kids, specifically the watermelon kind, had me by the fucking testicles when I was a child. My little tiny baby testicles.
Baby balls are bigger than you'd think.
And thank you for that piece of information.
It's
and
shocking.
Fucking anything Sweet Tart.
Related. Oh, you were a sucker for those? Those are like the end of my Sweet Halloween
Tarts.
Candy.
And I know that I'm sort of like an outlier on this because I know that there's a lot of people that are like, that's just chalk. But Smarties, I really did like Smarties and I still do.
Yeah. Oh, I like Smarties. I like Smarties. Okay. I'm not buying Smarties unless I'm like at a penny candy store. I'll throw a couple in my bag, but they are good. They're good.
Yeah.
But they feel like.
But there are a lot of people in the comments that'll be like, Smarties are like fucking chalk.
You want chalk? Go reverse a little bit in history and get the Necco wafer. Which is just like Smartie that's
totally
not
different
sweet.
Thing. Yeah, totally different thing. Necco wafer. Yeah, no, I know that exactly is chalk. What you're talking about. But with the. And I was never a fan of, jelly beans. I like if
buttered popcorn flavor.
It's no! That you mean the taste of throw up? You mean
no,
the taste
so
of bile?
Good. If I go to a penny candy store and they have like all the jelly bean dispensers, I will dispense a couple buttered popcorn ones in my hand and eat them right there every time. Ask anybody that gets candy with me. Ask any of my candy friends.
Dude, speaking about thievery, this is something funny that you would know because on the conversation we were having earlier. But basically, there was this one time when I was a kid when we were in Niagara Falls, and I remember there was this one time that I like as a kid, it was like the first. I think it was the only time I ever stole anything. I took a couple like little rock magnets, like three. They're like this big from a fucking souvenir store. And then after that, like maybe an hour went by, I couldn't handle the guilt. And I told and I told my parents. And then they were like, oh, you can't be doing, we need to take that back and tell them what you did. And I was like, No, please, no. But then after that, for years, once I got over the guilt, one of the things I'd like to say is that I was a international thief.
Wait,
you were
overseas.
We were in Canada, but I was like
that river's
a different
kind
nation.
Of an ocean.
I was telling myself I was international, but I remember I told this story one time to Moses, and his response was, well, no, it was kind of similar to your response right now. He was like, well, no, that's not quite true because it's not, it's more of a transnational thief.
The international thief is just too cool of a title for us to hypothetically allow you to have.
He couldn't let me have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but either way.
Transnational. Yeah, international is too much.
Yeah. But either way, I wasn't a huge fan of jelly beans. But when Sweet Tart jelly beans dropped, changed my life because they're good jelly. They're jelly beans, but
I've
they're
never
good.
Had those.
They're good. They're like sour jelly beans. Like imagine sour jelly beans. It's like, oh, okay. Sign me up for jelly beans now.
So to bring us back to chocolate, the Holy Land.
Indeed. Indeed.
I think we just start with the Snickers right there and throw it in A because the Snickers, I think we can both agree. Yeah. It's not your favorite, but it is tried and true. And it basically always hits the spot.
I would go as far to say maybe Snickers deserves an S, given how much like it was at the top of our minds, given its history with you and how it is like it has. Yeah. You have a core memory. Like we cannot put a core memory in A.
That's true. That it is deserving of a high spot.
There's another bar that somehow managed to give you an even stronger core memory than that.
Inevitably there's going to be others at S. So yeah. I think the Snickers will probably be at the back of the S tier because I don't buy them that often, but they do serve a good spot in my heart. And they're always there for me. They never disappoint you. But it's not like, I'm not mouth watering over a Snickers at the moment.
Brother, you don't have the Mr. Beast bars on here. What are you doing?
Put them at F. I had a Mr. Beast bar. It was fucking
you had
awful.
Was it at my place when I first got them sent?
Probably, because I would never buy. Or no, I feel like I bought one Walmart.
How recently?
Oh, it's been a couple years.
Okay. So they've actually entirely changed their formula. So they used to do a thing where it was like only 5 ingredients, yada, yada. And they were like kind of selling it as like a healthy alternative to regular chocolate. Problem is, that shit fucking tasted like ass.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was like chalk.
So now they have a new formula. I don't think it's just 5 ingredients. I think that I think it's everything. I think it's the same as every other fucking chocolate bar. But I had I think they sent me some at one point. And obviously, you know, come on, free chocolate. they have these peanut butter ones that are really good.
It's hard to go wrong with peanut butter.
It is pretty good. Like the chocolate is like pretty solid.
But I are a theme.
I don't think that I would. The regular chocolate, I don't know if I would go out of my way, but the peanut butter Mr. Beast bar is. I think I enjoy the peanut butter in that more than I enjoy the peanut butter in a Reese's.
Really? Now that is a bold claim. Funny enough, Reese's peanut butter cups are the only outlier, I think, on this to like the traditional chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. Because I find the two big cups are kind of, you know, they kind of solidified their place as a chocolate bar. And I actually bought one the other day in place of one of these other ones. I think it's fair to have them as a chocolate bar. So do you have a chocolate bar that's speaking to you right now? Well, I suppose we should talk about Fifth Ave because...
Yeah, I think that,
you've been smacking. I put you on Fifth Ave.
Well, maybe we worry for Fifth Ave for a second because I have one that it was speaking to me even before we started talking about the chocolate.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay.
Is that an Almond Joy right there?
Yeah, we do have Almond Joy on the menu here.
I have a complicated history with Almond Joy. Because
I'd love to hear
the thing is when I was a kid, it is really just like kind of being put in between a rock and a hard place, you know, where basically Almond Joy is the ideal chocolate style for what I wanted when I was a kid. It is a milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. Inside of it, you have this wonderful sweet coconut shavings or whatever, which I also was fucking with. Problem was when I was a kid that almond in the middle of it was pretty much tantamount to eating a vegetable.
Really?
Yeah. So for some reason for me, eating that almond.
That is funny.
And the Almond Joy was like, that's like a vegetable. Like I would sometimes spit it out like I was eating a date, like I was spitting out a pit.
What? Almonds are totally like a neutral flavor. They're good.
I know. Well, now it's like kind of a part of the joy of the Almond Joy for me. Like I'm like, oh, and I get a little almond. I get a little treat with it because I've grown up. I've become an adult. But when I was a kid, it was like I was in a rock and hard place because it was like I can get the fucking milk chocolate I want, but I have to deal with that damn fucking almond, or I have a mound.
Yeah, that's why you should be buying my Mounds bars.
I have a mound, but Mounds are dark chocolate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, mounds have dark chocolate in them.
That's
as far as I know. I mean, I don't think that there's like a milk chocolate mound. As far as I know, that they've always been. So it's like, wait, why are you doing that? And also, what about people that have an allergy to almonds but also love chocolate and coconut?
Well, the bar is called Almond Joy. I mean, like, the almond is the star of the show.
But why make mounds like, okay, well, if you're not going to have the almond, we got to make something a little bit healthier for you here. Like, come
they
on.
Must have
it's
done
a piece of chocolate.
They must have done some research in where the almond
it had to be
matched with the milk chocolate better. Because there's also Hershey's with almond as a very common flavor.
Mmm. Right.
They only... candy bar on here, I think, that has three different flavors is the Hershey bar. Because I consider the traditional Hershey bar to be kind of like the neutral of the candy bar world and almost the staple. Like, I don't buy them that often, but it's kind of like setting the standard. So we also have Hershey's with almonds and the Hershey's cookies and cream. That one's very popular.
Okay. I think then... I will place an Almond Joy, though, at an A for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting because
in the fall, like around Halloween, I had like 8 of them in one sitting.
I would have put an Almond Joy at a D. That's
really?
Because I don't really fuck with coconut that much.
Really? I fuck with coconut. Dude, I fuck with coconut. Coconut.
Oh, man, at an A, really? Where would you put a mound then?
But a mound?
Yeah.
Probably a C or no, probably a D.
Really?
Disappointment. Probably the is that mounds?
Yeah. It's like a package of them.
Oh.
It's like a box, a bulk.
Yeah. Yeah, just cuz of the disappointment it offered me as a child, you know? Because it is really for me about that mixture of the milk chocolate and the coconut.
I would have put the mounds at F, and I would have put the Almond Joy at D. And the only reason it's at D is because of the almond. I'm there for the almond. That's interesting. This tier list is not going to make sense because it's going to be like...
Yeah. No, I mean, this is what always happens with the tier list is that we have to make compromises on our own...
things,
but
just a way to discuss the varying chocolate bars.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we definitely want it. We were thinking about chocolate. We want to talk about chocolate. It's a chocolate day.
It's a chocolate day. Oh, actually.
It's officially chocolate day. And also, can we just say, because I haven't said this in years. I haven't said this in years, but it's a remnant from the old podcast. But happy Big Thursday, Tucker.
Big Thursday.
Happy Big Thursday, man.
Big Thursday. I don't think
Big
I've ever...
Thursday.
I feel like that predated me.
It definitely predated you, but, you know, it's Big Thursday today.
Big Thursday. I was an original listener of Chuckle way back when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a remnant from the first Chuckle Week. We were like, guys, it's Big Thursday. Nothing behind that other than the fact it was Thursday. Big Thursday.
First Chuckle Week. I spent a lot of time.
But today we're releasing that. We're recording and releasing this on a Thursday. So happy Big Thursday.
Happy Big Thursday. Yeah. What was I about
Anyways,
to say?
Follow your heart.
Follow my heart. I would like to talk about Toblerone. Because if you remember.
No, I do.
I was a little obsessed about Toblerone. But it was more like I really liked them.
You were a truffle pig for a Toblerone.
Yeah, I liked a Toblerone a lot.
You were a dirty little truffle pig.
For some reason, I was eating a lot of Toblerone in high school.
You were. I don't know where you were getting it from because it's kind of a niche candy.
Well, yeah, it's Swiss. It's like an actual Swiss candy, I think.
Yeah, well, it's Swiss.
Well, Alice was buying. My stepmom is British, and she always has like British candy in the house.
But they have Toblerone at like the grocery store. It's just like if I was a kid and I saw that, I was like, that looks like based on the box alone, I'm like, this looks like some fucking licorice, fucking like Narnia Turkish delight bullshit. You know, where it's like. There's no way that that candy's fucking good.
The presentation of Toblerone is pretentious. It's like 1800s
candy. You know, like where it's like, oh, would you like a little poppycockin'?
Yeah, and it's just a piece of chalk.
Yeah, it's like a piece of chalk with like a, like maybe it was like drizzled in honey and that's all they did to it.
Yeah, I agree. It is. Well, I think Toblerone actually has some honey in it. It has something, or maybe it's like nougat or something. There's like specks or something.
No, it's definitely nougat.
Nougat.
Yeah.
Is that like, how you say that?
Nougat Toblerone for me?
I haven't had.
Nougat Toblerone for me? You know what I mean? Come on.
I don't really know what nougat is. It's pretty good, though. Do you know what it is?
You
gotta
be saying it right, dude. You gotta be saying it.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
You gotta say it the way I'm saying it. You gotta say
it's nougat. Nougat. Nougat.
You gotta be saying it how I'm saying it.
It must just be like a cultural difference for us.
Grew up in the same town.
Where would you rank a Toblerone?
That's a fucking North Acton versus South Acton separation culturally.
Growing up, it felt like there was a separation, honestly.
Certainly. I mean, it was a Stop and Shop shopper versus a fucking, I mean, what was that store that you used to live near? It was like, yeah, Donnellan's. I think I went in that store maybe twice ever.
I've been into Donnellan's hundreds of times.
Yeah, yeah. But
and like, if we were getting fancy, you'd go to Roach Brothers. If you were getting niche, you'd go to Idlewild.
Central Point. Roach Brothers was a central point.
It's common ground.
Very fancy because it was like, what the fuck is a Roach? Like a Roach.
And why are we associating with our food?
Yeah, like Roach Brothers. It just seems so. It is kind of funny how like those three stores that we went to as kids, first of all, kind of like they kind of like reveal our town to being a little bit of a nicer, like Donnellan's. That was a nicer place, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm blessed to say this, but growing up, it didn't seem like anything out of the ordinary. But yeah, it's a nicer grocery store.
Yeah.
Which is why
I feel like Roach Brothers was like probably. I mean, really, the only thing I really cared about Roach Brothers as a kid, this is so niche, so I started the audience because we're talking about like such a specific hometown reference right now of like grocery stores that like you've never heard of before, but Roach Brothers was only relevant to me because of the honey-strung drummies.
Yes. Roach Brothers?
These were like the hot and fresh thing that you could get at like a you can get this at like most grocery stores, but they had like a these like honey-flavored fucking wings that you could get. And
they had
just,
an
like,
amazing hot bar.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like, it was almost like the equivalent of like, it was the closest thing that you could get to getting McDonald's without actually getting McDonald's.
They had.
Like, oh, they got honey strung drummies from.
They had nuggets too that were damn good.
Yeah, the nuggets were pretty good too. That was also honestly even stronger case for being the closest thing you get to McDonald's.
But when 2008 hit and like money started getting a little tighter in the country, my mom started shifting to Market Basket. Which for like New Englanders, you'll probably know Market Basket.
Do you know what's weird is that like I was 10, but I don't really have too many specific memories about like any sort of like shift in my family. We might have not been hit too hard, I think is maybe what I'm realizing.
Yeah,
but
my mom didn't work like a stable job.
Yeah, because it's like we definitely did get a Wii for Christmas.
My grandma got us one a couple years into the lifespan.
I think we got a Wii in 2009. Maybe?
The Wii wasn't. I mean, the Wii wasn't every man's console. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I remember
affordable.
That there were families that like that we had like family friend parties where we would all be in that like because that side of the basement the you know the Finnish side is not very big but there'd be like 10, 12 people in there and we'd all be taking turns bowling and like. Parents are drinking and stuff, and
there will never be another video game like that. That was we can get back on track.
We've only ranked three, but I gotta finish this. Our family grocery store was Stop and Shop, which is a New England specific grocery chain that does not exist anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, same with Market Basket.
Really? Same with Market Basket?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because there's a Stop and Shop on. The Vineyard as well.
Yeah, that's what we always go to on the Cape.
Yeah.
That's like the main.
It's much more common on the Cape too, I think.
Yeah, that's like the primary chain, I think. But anyway, let's hop back in here. Let's talk about candy. We've all heard about Ted's fashion era, but I'm actually on a bit of a fashion journey myself. I'm sick of constantly having to replace my cheap clothes year after year, and I'm ready to invest in some high-quality staples that will last. Well, that's what Quince does best. Premium materials, thoughtful design, and everyday staples that feel easy to wear and easy to rely on, even as the weather shifts. Quince has all the everyday essentials you need with quality that lasts. Organic cotton sweaters, polos for every occasion, lighter jackets that keep you warm in the changing seasons, and so much more. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're not paying for brand markup, just quality clothing. And everything is built to hold up to daily wear and still look good season after season. Plus, they only partner with factories that meet the most rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. I love Quince, and I use it all the time, especially for gifts. For Christmas, I bought Emma an amazing down comforter that we use every day, and we love it. And for Valentine's Day, Emma got me this nice cashmere sweater from Quince. It is incredibly soft. This is the perfect occasion for a nice night out or a family party, and it is just so soft. And for example, this is usually about $150 at another name brand store. Quince sells it for just $60, and this will last me forever. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/takeiteasy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/takeiteasy. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/takeiteasy. Thank you to Quince for sponsoring us, and now let's get back to the episode. Where would you put the basic Hershey's bar? Let's get our neutral. I think that's a C.
I put it a C.
Yeah, that's exactly easy. Easy.
Easy, because the thing is that when you're a kid, you're like, oh, chocolate is chocolate. Like, you don't really care. But, like, what you come to realize as a child is that the more you eat Hershey's, the more you realize it has this sort of growing aftertaste. And I would never choose a Hershey's these days as an adult if I wasn't making a s'more.
Yeah, the way that I'm viewing this list and, like, how I'm ranking is when I walk into the gas station and I'm headed out to go for a hike or whatever it is, what am I likely to buy here? Because they got all of them. These are all available with, like, maybe an exception or two at the gas station. And so it's, dude, like, what am I going to buy to put in my pocket that I can have halfway through my day?
I have a specific memory with Hershey's that was like, I remember when I was a kid, I did some lemonade stands as a kid. Like, I was interested in the concept of making money and doing business. So I had done like the fucking Country Living powder in like a big vat of tap water. And then I sold that as lemonade.
Nice.
And at one point I had this idea. I was like, oh, well, if I could just melt down Hershey's chocolate bars to remove the branding and then let them like stop melting and then like sell those as chocolate bars or something. And so I tried doing it, but then I didn't really like understand how to really properly melt chocolate gently. So it was like the fucking chocolate bars got all like burnt and stuff and like got all fucking weird. But that's my little side story.
A regular Hershey's bar is something I think that a lot of adults, especially if you have kids, like they're in the cabinet as almost an ingredient for making
it is,
like,
yeah,
it's an ingredient chocolate bar at this point. It's pretty rare. Right. Maybe once a year I'll buy one. But we like, and so I'll tell you when a Hershey's hits the best is when you're dieting or something. There's just no
Hershey's
snacks.
Kiss too.
A Hershey's Kiss is good. But you're not really buying.
Well, that's like a ingredient you'd put at the top of those peanut butter cookies.
Oh, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
My mom made them when I was home for the holidays because I had like mentioned her offhand at one point. I was like, oh, I love those as a kid. I show up home and she's made some. I'm like,
that's a pro psycho. Mom move right there.
You fucking psychopath. How dare you manipulate me this way?
But when you got no snacks in your cabinet and you're kind of like rummaging around at night and you find a Hershey's bar that's like leftover from when you were doing s'mores. That hits pretty hard. You just need a little something to take the edge off. But I think the Hershey's with almonds is way better.
Yeah, I don't think I've even, you know, I think I've only experienced them in the small Halloween form. And I think I ate them as a kid because of my previous aversion to almonds for some reason. I don't know what was wrong with me. But I think I viewed them as like sort of a thing I had to grapple with because I wanted the chocolate, but I just had to like understand that, you know, you have to eat the almonds though if you want that chocolate. And so I just kind of powered through it. But you, I think I'll leave you in charge and rank in this one. I'm going to give this up to you because it seems like you have more of a history.
I would put it at like a low B. You know, I was just thinking.
Well, because that makes sense because it takes it right. It's one level above a Hershey's for you, but it's not really, you know, hitting into your love for an almond joy. I get it.
Yeah. It would take me 30 seconds to where we could have two tier lists. We could have a Ted tier list, a Tucker tier list.
No. Right. I think it's better when we just. I understand. This is the first time you've ever mentioned that, by the way. But like that is an idea, and it's clear that you very much so care about the rankings of like well, making sure people just, know where you stand.
I'm like, I just can't stand looking at this almond joy.
Yeah, you can't handle the fact that people will be like, "Oh, Tucker chose A."
Yeah, no. Just know that Ted put the almond joy up there.
Yeah. Okay, but let's go back to Toblerone though, because this was something that you were. Thinking about.
Yeah, I fell out of love with it. I think I had too many. And then
do you know what the problem is too for you?
What?
And this is the same thing with Pokemon for you, is that you really established that as being something you're interested in. So then I wouldn't be surprised if you still get Toblerone in your stocking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like there was a year in high school or some event where I was like, oh yeah, I really like Toblerone. These are great. And then all of a sudden, like people are getting you them at Christmas, they're getting them for you for your birthday. They're like, may grab one for you on their way over. Like all of a sudden, you've got like eight Toblerones in your fucking bedroom.
Right.
And you're like,
oh, no, the same thing happened to me. I mean, it's just something with your parents. I mean, you don't keep them updated on what you're into with candy these days, you know? So it's like
Fifth Ave is what I'm interested in, folks.
Yeah. My parents this last year, they gave me a box of the Sour Patch Watermelons. So it's like kind of the same thing.
Sour Patch Watermelons are pretty good, though. As far as gummy candy go, like that's a good one. Toblerone, I would think is like a high C for me. Is that a comfortable ranking for you?
I mean, it's tough because you got a lot of complicated emotions on it. But I will say that,
like, I feel like
Toblerone's chocolate type. Something about the chocolate in Toblerone makes me feel like I'm getting a cavity faster than any other type of chocolate.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think when I'm eating it, like I can kind of feel it in my molars, and maybe that just means that I'm getting a cavity, but like I can kind of feel it. I can feel it as now when I'm thinking about it, like I've eaten. And the thing is too, it's like I feel like there's it's probably like 10 sections of it on that little mountain range or whatever.
Yeah.
I could maybe eat three before I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that chunk. Three of those is more than enough to feel satisfied. It's just such rich chocolate.
You could never finish a Toblerone in one sitting. But you could certainly finish a fucking.
Any of these.
I think that it's a little bit more of a premium chocolate.
I'm gonna put it below her. I'm more likely to buy a Hershey's bar at the gas station than a Toblerone.
There you go.
Because a Toblerone is like a fucking meal. Even if it's like this, even if it weighed the same amount of ounces or whatever, Toblerone is so rich. It's too rich. It's good to have a piece, but we're not ranking what one piece of these is like. I'm not. I'm taking this seriously. You've got the next.
I was, as a child, fascinated with Crunch Bars because I don't think I ever really got them
enough. Crunch Bars are great.
I don't think I ever got them enough. As a kid, like I feel like it was like, for some reason, Crunch Bars, especially a full size one, like the one that's in the photo, was like I almost really ran into them during Halloween, and it was like there was a lower commodity, like a lower amount of them, so they're like my perceived value to them is like kind of high.
Honestly, that's why my perceived value of Snickers was initially kind of low because that's a popular Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that popularity devalues it.
I would put Crunch at a B or maybe a low A.
I would put it at our highest S yet.
Really?
I buy several Crunch Bar, full-size Crunch Bars a year.
Well, then I will respect you. We can put it at the S.
The texture is good. The chocolate is good. It's kind of like a Hershey's chocolate, but with a really nice texture.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would put a Babe Ruth. I have a specific association with this because I remember my mom used to say, I think it's a Babe Ruth. It's something, I think it was like my grandfather was really into Babe Ruth or something like that. What's that other one with the peanut butter on it or the peanuts on it?
The maybe peanuts on it is a Payday. It's covered in peanuts.
I think it might have been the Babe Ruth.
A Babe Ruth is like half peanuts, half nougat, I think.
I think, but there's chocolate over it too.
There's chocolate over. The chocolate is a common
denominator. That's the one that my mom liked as a kid. And I've tried them and I was like, I kind of felt like I was eating like an old style candy when I would eat it because when I was a kid, like I assumed that my mom was like 1,000 years old. So it felt like I was eating something from the 1800s.
Yeah, it does feel like an older. Well, I think it's because of the nougat. I think it's in the peanuts too. Peanuts are kind of.
And also
like,
the fact it's called Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that is such an old thing.
That's probably a little factor there, as it's named after the baseball player from the fucking early 20th century.
Where are you putting it? I'll let you have it.
I put it at a B.
A B below or above the Hershey's almonds?
I mean, yeah, I'd put it above the Hershey's almonds because I like it more, but.
Well, there you go.
Wait, so you would have gone to A, wouldn't you?
No, Babe Ruth, I would have put in between the Hershey's and the Toblerone.
Oh, okay.
I would have kept it lower. I don't know. I would never buy that. I think it.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let me tell you I've got some big ones for you. First of all, I got an easy one for you. Wonka Bar F.
Wonka Bar is a stocking stuffer candy bar for sure. Wonka,
I've never even been given a Wonka Bar.
Oh, that's why I put it at F.
Well, yeah, but I've had one before and
they're not that
great. I've just never remarked at something. I didn't realize that something that had so much cultural pull could be fucked up so bad.
Yeah, and they could have just made a Hershey's bar.
They quite literally could have made Wonka Bar like equivalent to how it's perceived in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. If they lived off of that like hype that
they
was generated
used-
from it.
Toblerone type chocolate and just made a nice bar out of that. Added a little texture to the top of the chocolate, yeah. Wrapped it up in a nice foil, charged $3 a bar. You would have been killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it really is fucked up. I will buy them if I see them because they're so rare. They might not be made anymore, but they were like in and out of production when we were kids. And they're something my parents would put in our stocking. And I thought it was just kind of fun. It's like a fun thing to get. But yeah, the chocolate quality is actually pretty bad.
Do you know what's one I would put S?
What?
Butterfinger.
Okay. That's very relevant to today. And you want to know why? Because as part of our...
Oh, you're going
to
do a little taste test?
We're doing a bit of a Valentine's Day celebration the next 2 nights. We call it our
double
love
Valentine's
fest.
Day.
It's a love fest.
That's what
and
you're calling it.
Tonight we learned that it's incredibly easy to make homemade McFlurries, and so tonight we're making homemade Butterfinger McFlurries. And when I tell you,
So homemade McFlurries. Tell me about this.
So do you have a KitchenAid, like a stand mixer?
I do.
So you take that, you get like a high fat ice cream, like a Häagen-Dazs, or we use a local one here. It's so good. You throw that in there with like the big, not like the whisker, but like the bigger, the wide body kind of like spinner thing. You just have it, mix it up on low, add your toppings, dude. Exact texture.
Whoa.
Yeah, we did it the other night. We're like, we should just try this and see if it works. Blew our fucking minds. We might as well have licked the bowl clean.
That must have been crazy for you guys.
Yeah, so we have been like, when is the next appropriate time where we could do this? Because you cannot be doing that regularly.
You can't.
Because you're going to eat, you're going to suck down a pint of ice cream. Dude, like
you
that. Know
what? Like, I have such a capacity for ice cream production at my place, too, because I have a full-ass fucking ice cream maker that's, like, the video with Schlatt that's just, like, sitting in, like, the lowest cabinet of my place. But it was, like, I mean, I made back the money on it, but it was, like, a $400 fucking ice cream maker.
You should sell that on Facebook Marketplace, dude.
I absolutely should. I mean,
you could probably get $200 for it, and then someone will come get it from you.
Yeah.
The next YouTuber wants to make a video with it.
Yeah, I certainly could, because it honestly worked really fucking well. There were some of like the ice cream that Schlatt and I made that was, I mean, I feel like you tried it at one point. The ice cream that we made that was the Fireball ice cream was really good.
Yeah, because that's like cinnamon, right?
I think we put like an egg in it too, so it ended up being a custard
almost. Oh, okay.
And it was so great. It was just really, really good. And it had just like the perfect cinnamon texture to it. It was like, and probably really low alcohol content. I mean, but we did put, you know, but it was really,
I believe
really
you.
Good. Anyways, we got to get back onto the candy stuff.
So I would say I'm going to talk. Oh, Butterfinger. Where are we putting butter? You want to put that in S?
I'd love to put that in S. Oh, I think that this is where you got into the love fest.
Yeah, well, we're making Butterfinger McFlurries. That's the request. Has been Butterfingers for the filling.
What a wonderful idea. That's a phenomenal idea. And you know why it's a phenomenal idea is because Butterfinger has the chocolate, but it also has a particular adeptness at flaking.
It's the peanut butter flavor through hard flakes.
Butterfinger is butterscotch.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
I think
that's not peanut
Fifth
butter.
Ave might
fifth,
be.
You're thinking of Fifth Avenue, which is. Are you having Fifth Avenue butter?
No, we're having Butterfinger. But Fifth Ave, I think Butterfinger will be more affordable.
I do have ice cream in my place that I haven't really been using.
Personally, I think you deserve it. So there's that. But yeah, we're gonna buy some nice vanilla, just like, and then fill it up with. Well, now you're making me want it. Maybe I should do Fifth Ave. Well, I mean, this could be good.
No,
this
if you got the Butterfinger set up already.
Well, I think Emma cleaned out the Butterfinger I already had bought for her. So now we got to restock. Would you keep the Butterfinger? Well, it doesn't matter. It's an S. So next, for the next S tier candy, I would grab a Kit Kat.
Certainly.
I think that it's below a Butterfinger.
Certainly.
I would put
this
it at the
Katie,
bottom
this
of our
is,
ass
this
right
is
now.
Katie's top
candy
of all time.
It
this
is
my friend from college who she showed up in like the she showed up in some of my videos.
Katie's great. I endorse
but,
her.
This is her Toblerone. This is like, and I remember one time when I was in college for her birthday, I ordered on Amazon. It was like a box of giant Kit Kats. Lasted her like I think it lasted her like maybe a couple of weeks.
Kit Kat is incredible.
She tore through it, but they were like big Kit Kats.
A king size Kit Kat's great. It's an amazing candy. I honestly think it's underrated. I guess it's they do commercials and stuff. I guess it's pretty mainstream.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Kit Kat will most likely be the next candy bar I buy at the gas station.
There you go.
Because I'm just thinking about it.
And you know, in the same vein of Kit Kat, it's tough. But no, actually, it's not tough. I think it still it deserves its flowers. I would put Twix in S as well.
So I'll let you put it where you want, just so we keep track here. But
well, no, your reaction there makes me feel like I was right initially. Then, because then you can put it in A. Because there are just some things about Twix that kind of like put me off a little bit.
The
and
cookie
I don't
crunch
know what
puts
it is.
Me off. Well,
I don't
it's
know
also
what it is.
I'll tell you what it is for
I'm
me.
I'm also not the biggest fan of their advertising campaigns with the whole left Twix thing. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not into the Twix ads aren't that good.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, Twix?
The texture of a Twix when you bite it is you have this cookie crunch, and I believe there's caramel on top before it's encased in layered. Chocolate. And the caramel crunch, on top of the dry cookie is just not like a smooth. I want the caramel to smooth like transition. Smooth transition into like melting milk chocolate in my mouth. But this cookie, yeah, it gives you a good crunch, good bite, but it doesn't allow for the smoothness that I think the caramel is trying to do. So there's a bit of a clash. And for me, mm-hmm. I would probably put it at the top of our C tier, personally, or maybe the bottom of our B tier.
I'll pull it down to B if that to keep the peace.
I mean, it certainly like makes me feel better because, like, if something's in the wrong order, I kind of just sit here shaking the rest of the time.
Based on that, then, that must mean that Milky Way would rank higher for you than a Twix, based on what you're saying right now.
A Milky Way would rank higher than a Twix for me.
Would you say that's an A?
Well, the A zone is kind of just tainted, and I've kind of just forgotten about the A zone. just let your almond joy sit there alone. It's like void.
Yeah, it's like the fucking guardian of the fucking A. It's like, well, if you like, in putting I just something can't in A, associate. That means that's like immediately like a fucking like you're also saying like it's just as good as an almond joy. Like A is now for almond joy to you.
You would be right though. Milky Way is A because I would never buy any of the top. No, I shouldn't say never, but 9 times out of 10, those top four and S I would buy before I bought a Milky Way. But I would always buy a Milky Way at the gas station before anything below it.
Interesting.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So is that do I spy the Hershey's cookies and cream?
You do, yeah. I think that's a pretty mainstream Hershey's bar at this point.
I would put it, honestly, it's got to be higher than Hershey's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
And I saw that coming from you, because I think...
But I wouldn't say it's any higher than a B.
I'll let you put it at the bottom of B.
It's a rare choice for me ever, though. I would put it higher than a Hershey's in its tier, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean... I would have slid it just behind the regular Hershey's, but that's pretty damn accurate for me.
Yeah.
Because the cookies and cream is another one of those instances where I want one bite. I do not want the whole bar because that white chocolate is just grating. Yeah, I think that
cookies and white chocolate in general, you kind of run into the danger of it starting to like taste like bile after a while.
See, that's the second time that you've brought up a flavor where you're talking about how it's like vomit. Because, dude,
I'm telling you, every time I eat these, I'm fucking throwing up. Maybe that's why
you've
I'm
never even
about
had
it.
A stomach ache.
I have had a stomach ache. Okay,
you've had two.
I have trauma
I
about that. I have had a stomach ache.
A Hershey's bar doesn't
that.
Give me.
You were there for my first stomach ache. You were in the trenches with me as we snuck downstairs in the house in Kenya, and we crafted.
This is easily our most talked about story. This story has been told probably 6 times on this podcast.
Oh, I know, because it is our most recent, like sort of like almost childlike memory that we've made together. Where it's like we did something while the parents weren't watching while
it
we were having a sleepover
naughty.
Together.
It felt like we weren't
it felt
to do
really
it.
Naughty.
Well, because they had kind of mentioned that the peanut butter was like hard to get over there, which because some things are.
That's
were like,
exactly why I was thinking about that. We got I was thinking about that when I used it, and I was like,
Had I known that peanut butter in 2025 was like more accessible in Kenya, we would have cleaned that fucking jar.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I mean, I went in there and and the thing is too, no lights were turned on too. We did that shit with flashlights in the dark, in the pitch black. We're like slathering fucking
the other side of the world.
And I'm eating and I'm giving myself like a glass of water, but like I'm being careful about where the water's coming from because you can't really drink water from the tap and stuff. And
yeah, it was tough. It felt like we were little kids on like Christmas, like sneaking down.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I didn't get like any sleep that night. That was like a miserable night.
Yeah, that was brutal.
If anything, that trip, the beginning of that trip really highlighted. Well, that probably made my general ADHD timing worse by a long shot because of the lack of sleep.
Yeah, that trip was rough because the malaria meds were throwing everything off.
Yeah.
It was like already you're on the other side of the world and now you have to take this medication that was just not vibing with me.
Yeah, and I already have trouble being late for things. So it was like, it was a recipe for disaster. So
it was a whirlwind. Oh, man. Let's throw like a lesser known one in there. Have you ever had a Sky Bar?
Yeah, no, it's funny. You basically just gave me the answer on what that fucking candy bar was because I was like, Eba. I was like, reading that. Like,
it's clearly cut off. Like, Eba. Well,
I know it's clearly cut off, but I was like, Eba, what could that fucking be?
So a Sky Bar.
Dude, this looks like some fucking shit that they'd have in Futurama. This doesn't look like a real thing.
It's, that looks so like a some Sky Bar. AI
generated candy.
A Sky Bar is
Neko?
Yeah, I feel like it's an old school candy. It's covered in chocolate, the whole thing, but it's four pieces that are all connected, and each piece has a different filling. So you get like four unique bites out of the same candy bar.
Oh, you know what? I bet this was specifically marketed for. This had to be marketed for fucking a snack that they hand out on a plane. That has to be how it started, and then they realized that they could expand it into the general market because. Like, if you think about it, first of all, the name, but second of all, it's kind of like, it's set up so it's like, oh, we're going to give someone a little taste of everything, just as a little snack. It just feels like something that you'd get on a plane.
I agree with you 100%. I like
the notion of this.
Yeah, you should.
Vanilla part.
Yeah, you should order a bulk package next.
No, I'm not doing that again. That was probably
next time you fill up the truck, go inside and grab a Sky Bar so you can just. If they have one, it's a more of a niche one, but they're still out there.
Yeah, seems rare. That seems like a niche one.
Well, that's, you know, the fact that some candy bars are kind of niche is kind of what got me into it a little more. Because it's like, oh, well, like, you know, what's the harm in me trying one of these?
Right. So where do you want to put that one? Because I've never tried it before, so I don't have authority here.
I would say I would put it, I mean, it's just kind of like, it's a little weird. It's not your daily driver at all, but it's like a good once a year candy.
I love the notion that there could be a daily driver candy though.
For a lot of people, there probably is. I'm dieting, so I'm not daily driving candy, but I buy a candy bar pretty frequently. It's like a nice little thing. But I would put Sky Bar at probably the. Probably above Twix. Honestly, no, I'll put it. I'll show you where I'll put it. I'd put it. Damn, this is tough. I'll put it right here.
Yeah, you're alone in that journey.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think.
How is the vanilla part of that? That seems interesting to me. That tickles me.
It's been a long time.
And also the fudge part. What's that about?
It's like
they're really like they've got like I'm thinking about the logistics to make a candy bar like this. It doesn't seem. It seems complicated.
Oh, look, these were made in Cambridge. This is an old one. English toffee, honey nougat, nut butter toffee, fudge. So they used to have
Sounds way better than what the other shit that they were advertising. Caramel, vanilla, peanut, and fudge. Wait, what's now read the other one? Now read the other flavors.
English toffee, honey nougat, nut butter toffee, and fudge.
Dude. That sounds way better, although I'm still suspicious about the fudge. Although I am interested in that vanilla one. Like, what is that? Like, what is that? A fucking like cloud of vanilla in there? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's been so long. As a kid, I would eat them.
New England's classic chocolate candy bar. I don't know if this is going to be available in California.
Yeah, you know, that's probably why I've had quite a few, because someone in my family probably liked them because they grew up eating them. So maybe some of the listeners, or actually probably most of the listeners, don't know what a Sky Bar is, but I've eaten... Like, as a kid, I knew which flavor I liked the most. Like, I would eat it order.
You're definitely, like, popping out with some alternate universe fucking candy bars here. Like, it's clear that you're invested. Like, you've definitely been
in the game for a
long time.
I was a little excited to talk about this.
What's that Yo-Yo Ma one at the end there?
Whatchamacallit?
Honestly, it's kind of funny that I could have called it. I could have said that. I could have said that when referring to it and not realized it was the name. Whatchamacallit.
So whatchamacallit, it's like a wafery kind of one.
The initial, that upper left one, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, no.
It's disappointing, you know, I think.
It reminds me of, look up Australian chocolate cookie, because I'm forgetting the name of it. And it almost counts as a candy bar.
A Tim Tam. Yeah.
Dude. Tim Tam, well, honestly, it almost counts as chocolate because it's like got chocolate around it. Tim Tams fucking slap, dude. When I was in Australia, I am pretty sure that I exclusively gained weight from eating Tim Tams.
Are they good?
They fucking rock. Tim Tams are phenomenal. They are so good. You have a Tim Tam, you're going to be...
That's funny. I've never had one.
They're fucking good. They got a fun little name. They got a fun little British adjacent name. Oh, Tim Tam!
Like, yeah, that is something some British
person. It's like fun. It feels like you're doing a little jig when you get it. It's good. And I would put a Tim Tam at an S for those wondering. But I know it's not on this list, and I know it doesn't technically count as a chocolate bar, even though... If we're being real here, the whatchamacallit is basically like a different type of Tim Tam, but we're calling it a chocolate bar.
A whatchamacallit has fine flavors, but the texture is not one that I vibe with.
I know, but can you call a Twix a chocolate bar? Because it's got a piece of cookie in it, and it's surrounded by... Okay, here's what I'll say.
I'm not trying to say it's not a...
A Twix is surrounded by chocolate. It's got a cookie within it, and it's got caramel. A Tim Tam, one of the flavors... Surrounded by chocolate, has caramel in it, and a cookie.
Yeah, you can put I'm not trying to say Tim Tams anything. I'm talking about whatchamacallit because it's on the
list.
Get
the Tim Tams in there. Get them on the list.
Oh, no, dude. It's going to fuck up the whole list if I try to add something now. Right. This website is jank.
No, I get it. I understand. And I accept that. And let's just all say to the listeners out there and the people in Australia, the people of Australia, it's an
Tim
S.
Tim Tams.
I know you don't see it there. But know in our hearts, and I'm sorry that if you have, aphasia or something, but it's up there.
Whatchamacallit.
Look up aphasia. Maybe I'm thinking about it wrong. It's someone who can't fucking imagine things in their brain. Like they can't visually, they don't have a visual meter. Like they can't see it in their head.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong word.
You're the wrong guy. Yeah.
There. I'm putting it at the bottom of B. Because I would buy one. Because it's like a nice candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that great. I wouldn't really recommend a whatchamacallit to somebody.
Yeah. Let's rank the Reese's.
Oh. I mean, it's either... I think
Reese's is a solid A.
Yeah. I agree.
Because there's something about the mealiness of the peanut butter that has always been like, I know I'm not eating something real here.
It's not peanut butter.
You know how there's like, it's a crumbliness. It's not real peanut butter. It doesn't even really taste like peanut butter.
Peanut butter is smooth like axle grease.
Like I... Okay.
Or at least it should
be. Peanut butter is smooth like oil.
Yeah, like it's like a grease you put on a bearing. But the peanut butter in Reese's is...
Peanut butter is like the WD-40 I put on that thing I was trying to open the other day.
You know, peanut butter like peanut butter like a slip and slide in the summer.
Kind of like the more real peanut butter is, the more oil it has in it.
Oh, but, yeah. And sometimes it separates when you're like,
yeah, and you get like stir it fancy up.
Ones. Yeah, but you gotta stir it up.
There's no peanut butter in a Reese's peanut butter cup that's separating.
I'll tell you, there's a time and place for both too, because there's certain, you know, with Skippy, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I can eat that by the spoonful.
I love a crunchy peanut butter. I think a crunchy peanut butter with Mike's, like Mike's bread. Have you ever had Mike's bread? It's got like the fucking 12 different types of like grains on it or something like that. Whatever the case, it's the perfect bread to have as a like a peanut butter for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich after a hike.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich goes very hard after a hike. So does an apple and peanut butter. That's like a halfway snack.
Yeah, I know. No, yeah, but it's tough because it hits a sensitive area for me because I'm allergic. But I do know exactly what you're talking about, and I like it, but I just can't really have it out, you know, out where I don't have a microwave.
What do you got next? Oh, you picked Reese's. What about, have you had a Payday? A Payday is like a caramel bar that's covered in peanuts. I think
that they're good. It's like, there's a thing, the thing about the Payday, though, is that it's so salty.
Yeah, it is. You need a glass of milk with that thing.
Really, yeah, like you need like a water if you want to have it. There's like a dryness and a saltiness to it where it's like you're going to lose half of your body water by eating a Payday.
Processing that thing,
and it's like, you know, it's an investment. It's an investment, but it is good. But I would say I would place it in B.
In B, really? Would you add? Do you have a specific spot?
Well, I mean, honestly, if. But I wouldn't put it higher than, I wouldn't choose it. I'd put it in a C.
Yeah, I was going to put it at the top of C because I would buy one over the other three in there. Because
it does kind of give you that hit where you're like,
it's got
a bunch of peanuts on it where I feel like I'm doing a little bit of a healthy thing here. Like I'm having basically a Cliff Bar right now.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah.
I'm such a sucker for a candy that makes you feel like you're eating a Cliff Bar. I mean, Snickers is the fucking... is the criminal. Oh,
they throw a peanut
world.
In there and you're like, fuck yeah. This is like a healthy
snack.
Yeah,
it's like fucking every other inch there's like one peanut in a fucking Snickers. And you're like, oh, well, it satisfies. It's essentially like, it's essentially a Milky Way with like a couple's peanuts in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all they need to get in an entirely different tier.
Yeah. That's crazy.
No, I never thought about it like that, but that really, that's what makes it a snack and not like a shitty piece of candy that you're eating. Yeah, like there's no justification.
It suddenly turns into a like a functional thing.
Yeah. Yeah, like a Cliff Bar.
Which is honestly probably the angle that they were taking with the Reese's Take 5. And I actually for the first time had one recently and they're pretty good. But I think I'm also operating under Snickers rules where I feel like I'm getting got like that. And I'm not a huge fan of the fucking, I mean, they're really gunning for what we're talking about right now. This specific topic of like Take 5. It's like, this is the snack you have when you're having a long day where like blocking fucking shelves at Staples. Take 5.
Take 5. Let's take a look here. I haven't had a take five.
Take 54. No, that comes out in 1,000 years.
Okay, so they throw a pretzel in the mix is really what's happening. And we all know pretzels
they throw a pretzel. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. There's like a Reese's. Oh, maybe it's not a take five I'm thinking of. Maybe it's like a Reese's something else. There's like
take
a Reese's.
Take five
like,
had a rebrand where Reese's now brands it. Take five was a separate thing. And I don't know if it got bought or, you know, it's like all the candy's owned by like the same conglomerate. So they shifted it into the Reese's brand, which I have, that pisses me off because there's too many fucking Reese's products at the gas station. It's like
really,
a quarter.
It's really bad.
A quarter of like the candy.
Look up like Reese's Energy Bar and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Reese's Energy Bar. Reese's.
One.
Okay, that's not.
That looks
what I'm
two.
About.
That yeah, that's two.
That's a whole new fucking category. Reese's, Snickers equivalent, maybe. Okay, wait. Actually, just maybe. Let me look at this.
Well, now
it's not that one. It's not that one. Fuck, dude. They have a lot of products.
They do. It's no. I've talked about this. There is. If I were to go on that show that Subway takes, where the guy's doing the shorts.
Yeah, with Kareem.
He said, well, what's your take? I would say there's too many fucking Reese's products, man. I don't know what any of them are anymore. I've had a lot of them. They're all good.
It is funny.
But I don't know which one's what. They're all the exact same color.
Reese's Fast Break.
Oh, I've heard about that.
I've had a Reese's Fast Break, and they're pretty good.
See, you had it, you liked it, and we couldn't even figure out what it was.
Oh, there's far too many flavors. There's far too many flavors. It's too much. But it's like, literally, is this not the same fucking type of branding as Take Five?
Fast Break?
Look down at the one below the one that you're clicked on right now, like the suggestions below it. It's got like almost the same branding to the right of where your mouse is right now, the middle right there. It's like almost the same branding as the Take Five one. Like it's
it is
like in that blocking lettering.
It's saying like this is a snack you should have at work, or like
that is it is the implication is like this is like this you get this out of a vending machine, you give some money to the Staples.
Well, you know what it might be is regular Reese's peanut butter cups are very associated with Halloween, and they're a Halloween staple. I mean, that's probably 20% of your bag, I feel like, some years is Reese's. Yeah. And maybe after Halloween, and even the coloring of the product is kind of like fall colors. So maybe after Halloween, their sales are tanking. Well,
they stay strong throughout the holidays, throughout the whole holidays.
But then it's like, how do we market to the working man?
They do the pumpkin shape ones.
And I hate those.
This Christmas.
Whoa. I hate them.
I think that they're weirdly like, sometimes I think that they're better than a regular Reese's cup because they're like, I don't know. They're almost like greasier. It's like kind of like a feeling like
they are
more of a dirty thing.
On the Reese's cup, the ridges, I love those ridges. I love the
licking those ridges.
I love the ridges. I love the way it breaks when you bite it, and I like the thin layer of peanut butter with the snowman or the pumpkin or whatever.
But
that was weird.
But not Reese's Thins.
No,
because that's a scam.
Reese's is already thin.
They're like coming after a different person with all these products. You got the Fast Break. That's for the fucking that's for the fucking blue collar worker. You've got the Thins. That's for the mom that's trying to lose a little bit of weight, and she's like, "Well, I only had one thin. I guess I can have a second one." You've just had one full Reese's now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're definitely having four because you're underestimating how much you're eating.
100%.
Oh,
I agree.
But I put the Take Five at Take Five. Let's put it at a C because I don't know what's going on there.
I'll put it at the top of C.
The Reese's brand keeps it higher. The Mr. Goodbar, F.
What? F? Mr. Goodbar is really good. No. That goes up here.
Yeah, do whatever you want with it. I don't know.
Actually,
anything about
I put
Goodbar.
A Mr. Goodbar at a low A.
Because I knew I would get like a fucking betrayal reaction from you.
That was betrayal.
That was, you know, I just knew in my heart that you would have a reaction to that.
I'm gonna
Three Musketeers.
I think that's like mid C.
Is
it's a nougat based one.
Let's talk about the reality here.
Sound like a politician.
let's be honest with ourselves here. You know.
The every man does not want a Three Musketeers.
Well, there are three options that you have in that zone. And essentially, a Three Musketeers is a Snickers for somebody who doesn't want peanuts
or
and who
caramel.
Doesn't want a caramel. Here's what it is. A Milky Way is a Snickers for someone who doesn't want peanuts. A Three Musketeers is a Milky Way for someone who doesn't want caramel.
Dude, you're blowing my mind right now. I've never thought about it like this.
It's just the foam shit in there, like
the nougat.
That's also in a like look at the cross section of a Milky Way.
No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
It's just the same. It's got the same thing in there, but it's just the
and
caramel.
And then Snickers adds peanuts on top.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah. So essentially, it's just like Three Musketeers is like I just want all that foam or whatever that shit is. I don't even know what to call it on the inside of it. It really is
foamy.
My sister loved these as a kid, but I was like,
I would already have finished my Snickers and my Milky Ways before I went in on the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, I would put a Three Musketeer, but there's something charming about it. I think that the titling as a kid pulled me in a little bit.
It's a fun name.
I think it's a D.
I think it's a D.
I think Fifth Avenue is obviously an S. I see the Heath bar there. That's like an old person candy in my understanding.
When's the last time you had a Heath bar?
That's like a candy for like pieces of shit that are like old and decrepit.
Let me stop you right there.
People who eat Heath bars are like, oh, I got dirt under my fingernails and I smell like a mothball. You know what I mean?
Heath bar's an A.
What the fuck are you doing?
Score bar is the exact same thing owned by the exact same company. Here's your conspiracy. It's not even a conspiracy.
You were afraid of the A tier now. Now you're just fucking... tier in the fucking list.
Once we like opened the floodgates and I was okay putting stuff next to Almond Joy, I'm like, I'm just going to fucking surround this thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Heath and Score are the same thing. They originally were two different. They're owned by the same company. They're both amazing.
Okay. Right.
Honestly, I think Score might be a little bit better. And 100 grand. Have you had a 100 grand bar? I didn't even say words.
That
right
feels
there.
Like another sort of like...
100 grand bar is just God. Like a
Dude,
caramel bar.
Yeah, it looks a little scary.
It's a caramel.
Does that? I know, but just like kind of look. Think about my first reaction. That looks a little scary.
It is a little scary. It's a little frightening. It's very textured. It's very textured.
That's like. Oh,
it's got like a crunch bar texture, like liquefied around it.
Yeah, I can see. I can certainly understand how that would be good.
It's not as good as it looks.
Something. Oh, really? Yeah, because some... Well,
it's too much caramel.
Especially that photo that I'm looking at right now. That shit looks like it's fucking fossilized.
Okay. Well,
that caramel looks like it's like... That looks like that...
Yeah.
That before they took this photo, that candy bar was like that for 100 years before they took the photo.
This is what it's supposed to look like.
We found what they were giving the soldiers to eat in the Civil War.
Yeah. It's supposed to look like that. But it's too much caramel, man. It's too much. And I like caramel, but it's not smooth like a Milky Way caramel. It's kind of like hard, like a little hard tack.
It sounds like you're talking about an F tier candy right now.
Oh, no, it's not F tier. It's probably a top of D.
It's funny, too. Based on the statistical distribution of what we've got going on here, you can tell that we kind of lean kind. Or maybe the list itself was maybe a little bit biased.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm only picking candies I like. Or no, I'm not. Okay. I would put them like if I was gonna make an adjustment, I'd put this like maybe there. I would put where's that mount? I would put that here.
Whoa! Where are you fucking? You're fucking with my choices here.
Well, I'm just like making some adjustments in case people were interested.
Yeah, in case people were interested, what the truth was, he says.
Yeah, I might shift here, but it's almost like a parabola.
It is a little bit like a parabola.
Which is kind of just like how distribution works. Leaning up, though.
Up and down?
It's like a bell curve, right? We kind of have a bell curve here, but it leans towards S, which I think is more indicative that we just like candy.
I feel like we just don't know what that is. It's like exponential
There's
curve.
Nothing.
Yeah, because it comes up on the other end, you know?
Well, yeah, this is like both
ends.
It's
one side of a parabola, yeah.
It leans up. It leans towards S, and I think that doesn't have to do with kindness. I think it has to do with the fact that we really like candy bars.
It doesn't have to do with kindness. It has to do with joy.
You got a whole box of Fifth Ave bars you've been working on.
Yeah, I haven't had one in like a month plus.
Because you started feeling bad about it.
I'm doing so good. I haven't had one in a month plus.
Yeah, no, that's like not that much.
It's been like, no, it's to be honestly, I don't think I've had a single one in all of 2026, and I don't think I had one in December either.
Before we shift over to the Patreon, I just want to give a shout out to a candy. You thought I was gonna say Derek. Go watch Derek. I actually didn't.
I think you're projecting there.
I'm projecting.
The thing is. I would have been totally happy for you to do that, but now you've lost your opportunity. You can't go back.
I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to go back and shout out Derek's Midnight Underground channel. That would be ridiculous. I mean, his stuff's great, but like, I wouldn't be able to because, you know, the trust would be broken if I were to shout out Derek at Midnight Underground on Twitch.
I'm glad that you understand my position on this.
What I snagged at the gas station before I went to work this week was a Snickers ice cream bar.
Oh, and, you know, I did think about talking about this with you, and
that's an S tier of S tiers right there. Get yourself a Snickers ice cream bar.
Is it, though?
Find out on the Patreon.
All right. We're going to head over to the Patreon, guys. Thanks for listening to our little tier list thing. Let us know what you think about our choices here in the comments, but we think that we're right.
Mine are right.
And we will catch you guys later next time. Bye!